marks the formal beginning of the 2008 election campaign. Well, all things being equal, we're not going to be talking about the election tonight. It may come up in the course of the discussion. I am expecting a call from my friend Paul Fromm. You know, I don't have many guests on this program, but Paul has been a periodic guest, not quite as many times as Mark Glenn has been on, perhaps as many times as John DeNugent's been on, but certainly he's been on a number of times, and those of you who are regular listeners know that Paul Fromm always has a lot of important news and information to bring to us. Now, his website, for those of you who want to go up there and check it out as you're listening to the program here on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org, you can do one of those new Windows split-screen jobbies and go to CanadianFreeSpeech.com, just like it sounds, CanadianFreeSpeech.com. Paul Fromm is from Canada, but he's very much an international man in the classic and best sense of the word, because he has been fighting for freedom of speech for people all over the world. Not just for Ernst Zundel, the German-born Canadian who later moved to the United States and was kidnapped, but also for David Irving, the British historian, the English historian, and for Guillermo Rudolph. In fact, Paul even took up the defense of a Native American, that is, a Canadian Indian, as in Indian chief, who committed a terrible crime up in Canada, allegedly committing the act of hate. Now, you know, these anti-hate laws and anti-freedom of speech laws in Canada make those here in the United States look relatively tame. And Paul has been in the forefront of fighting these insane laws, which are nothing more than just what they are. They're laws designed to destroy freedom of speech. And, you know, we think of Canada as being such a, what's the word I'm looking for, a gentle northern neighbor. Well, you know, Ted Pike, in his various videos, such as Making Criminals of Christians, and the title escapes me of Ted's very good videos, you know his website at truthtellers.org. In Ted's videos on these hate crimes laws and related subjects, Ted has pointed out that Canada, in many respects, has been a test tube for the Jewish and Zionist groups that have a desire to limit freedom of speech and freedom of expression. And our guest tonight, Paul Fromm, has been in the middle of it all. He's not only come to the defense of people whose free speech has been taken away, people whose liberties have been denied them because they dared to think, because they dared to write, because they dared to speak out, not because they raped anybody or robbed anybody or molested any children. No, simply because they dared to hold views that upset the ruling elite in Canada, that same ruling elite whose influence rolls on to American borders. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Wait, 8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, and our very special guest tonight is Paul Fromm. And as I've told you at the beginning here, the website of, well, Paul's website at the Canadian Association for Free Expression is CanadianFreeSpeech.com. And since so many of you are indeed listening via the internet, you can access that quite easily. You can send Paul email through that website. Get his mailing address. And I should mention also, and I had quite forgotten about this, Paul does a regular broadcast, I believe it's stormfront.org. Is that not correct, Paul?
Mike, that's right. Stormfront.org every night at midnight Eastern Standard Time. I'm the midnight man on Stormfront Radio.
Well, I'm glad you're broadcasting late at night, Paul, because I can barely do a 9 o'clock show Eastern Time. So, anyway,
well,
Paul,
I've never been a morning person, Mike.
Well, neither am I, but doing a midnight show, I don't think I could pull that off. Well, listen, Paul, first of all, thanks for coming aboard. This story that I want you to tell tonight is a story that's been a long time in the making, but the real event which you're going to be talking about actually happened, I think it was roughly about 6 weeks ago. It's way back into either the middle of November or December. I can't remember which. But in any case, basically, folks, we have to keep one thing in mind. Paul is not only an educator in the real classic sense of the word, in that he's out there trying to educate people in Canada and in the United States and really in the entire Western world about the dangers to free expression, but so many, many other issues, untrammeled immigration, the decline of Western culture, you know, the list goes on and on. But Paul is also an educator in that he was for many years a teacher in the public schools in Canada and was certified as a teacher. But Paul, you are not anymore.
No, Mike, as of the end of October, I was stripped of my teaching qualifications here in the province of Ontario. I was ruled to be an incorrigible bad guy. I had adopted views that were inimical to society, the society. Now, they never bothered to spell which society, but and these were views. One of my many crimes was that in 1981, I had founded the Canadian Association for Free Expression, and that allegedly was a group that was opposed to multiculturalism and tolerance. And you have to scratch your head, Mike. You say, wait a sec, free expression is opposed to tolerance? I mean, do words have any meaning? Are we in the Twilight Zone? Is this 1984? It's all of the above.
Paul, listen, before we go any further, let's just, so many times over the years, I don't even want to bring this up, but I really feel like we should, because people always say, oh, there must be something more to it.
Right.
Over the years, I have known a number of people, many, many people who have written me letters saying, I'm a political prisoner. I've been put in jail because I took on the establishment. And then I say, well, what have you been arrested for? Well, I remember the one guy say, well, I was trafficking in marijuana,
right.
Or
I raped
just,
my sister.
Right, yes. Okay, so let's just emphasize that just in case anybody has any questions. You've not been accused or convicted of any crimes of any criminal nature. You haven't been accused of molesting the students. You haven't been accused of even using foul language in the classroom.
No, as I like to point out in my talks on this question, Mike, I've never been accused of running off of the staff coffee fund or doing something naughty with a grade 10 student. They all admit I was a good, in fact, an exemplary classroom teacher. Even my ideological enemies and a principal who was very, very hostile to me gave me an absolutely ringing endorsement as a teacher. The entire case against me is my political views expressed on my own time off school property. Unlike some other teachers who did get into trouble, I wasn't teaching an alternative agenda or trying to use the classroom as a political platform. They all have to agree that I was a very good teacher.
Well, let me interrupt, Paul. I mean, let's just really nail this down here. Okay, you weren't standing in the classroom saying 6 million Jews didn't die during the Holocaust.
Absolutely not. I was an English instructor.
You weren't talking political issues.
Never.
From your point of view, you were doing your job as a teacher by the standards of what we would expect, not only in Canada but in the United States.
That's right.
But your problem was the fact that outside the classroom, on your own time, you were engaged, and there's no doubt about it, you were engaged in extensive activity on behalf of free expression and also discussing controversial political issues. But
like immigration reform. Absolutely, and proudly so. I argued at my hearings that, listen, the role model of a teacher ought to be a person who is concerned about what's going on in his society, who informs himself and then expresses himself according to his point of view. Isn't that the role model we should be showing to students? An interested, concerned, involved citizen? Or are you really telling me that the role model ought to be some sort of propagandistic flunky, which is no different from what a teacher would be in Korea, in North Korea, or in Cuba? And the discipline committee who heard my case wasn't very happy that I wasn't coming before them cringing and groveling and trying to put a bag over my head, because 85% of the teachers who are stripped of their teaching certificate have been sexually involved with students. So most of the time, the people coming before this committee are, kind of broken, guilty people being found out, doing something naughty with an underage kid. Well, that wasn't me, and I came absolutely unapologetically, defiantly. I have my beliefs. I'm a Canadian. My parents both fought in the Second World War, supposedly to gain us to advance democracy and all these good things and human rights. I'm practicing those things. How dare you just stand in judgment of me? Well, I don't think they like my less than broken and subservient attitude.
Now, this was not an overnight event, Paul. I recall this has been actually going on for some time. I mean, I guess someone must have filed a formal complaint. Is that how this works? Or
yes, my former employer filed a formal complaint, and the complaint basically said that my conduct was professional misconduct. Now, recently in the province of Ontario, that has become a very, very loosey-goosey concept. You know, I mean, what is professional misconduct? Previously, prior to the present regime, it meant, you know, something pretty serious, like, not marking your papers or discriminating against students or just basically not even teaching the course, but showing videos for the whole semester and just passing everybody. Now, that, obviously, that type of behavior is professional misconduct. Now what they're trying to do is say that your political opinions expressed on your own time, if these are politically incorrect, now that's professional misconduct, and that's what they got me under.
So it was actually the school where you had previously taught. You were not even teaching there at the time.
No.
That makes it all the more outlandish and outrageous, but was it signed by one individual, or was it the school board or the principal?
The school board made the complaint.
Okay, well, now, did the school board, I don't know how much they released to you, but, I mean, did the school board just one day have a meeting and say, we don't like Paul Fromm's activities, or did somebody go to the school board and say, okay, we're here to tell you that we don't like Paul Fromm, and we think that you shouldn't like him either?
The Canadian Jewish Congress and the League for Human Rights of B'nai B'rith made the complaints beginning back in 1991 with my employer, and they kept pestering them for over a six-year period to get rid of me.
Okay, so now when was the last time you were actually teaching in the classroom?
With that school board, I was fired in February of 1997. I've had a couple of short-term contracts with other employers since then, but essentially I've been largely out of education for a decade.
Yeah, well, this is, as I say, I remember that this had gone back for some time. In that sense, it's something that's been an ongoing conflict. Was there anybody, we're going to go to a break here momentarily, Paul, about a minute or so, but let me ask you this before we do go to the break. Was there any organized teachers groups or civil rights organizations or anybody that came to your support?
Initially, my union backed me at in the early stages of this battle. This is the Ontario Teachers, the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, but more recently they have not. And the only group that's backed me has basically been my own, the Canadian Association for Free Expression.
That's amazing. As I said at the beginning, we talk so much about freedom of speech, and here's someone like yourself who's out there fighting, for years you've been fighting for others' freedom of speech, and now you are a victim of the very kind of efforts to suppress freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
That you've been fighting on behalf of other people. It just becomes very circular and very Orwellian here.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this is, Paul, this is the kind of thing that Americans, people here in the United States, I don't think they appreciate. As I said at the beginning here, before you came on, Canada is our benign northern neighbor, and Americans just don't have any concept of how bad things really are. And I think just here in these first few moments talking to you, we've gotten a good idea of just how bad things are. But we are going to a break here, folks. We will be back here with Paul Fromm. In the meantime, if you want to call in and talk to Paul, the number is 800-313-9443. And check out his website at CanadianFreeSpeech.com. CanadianFreeSpeech.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
At 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Paul Fromm of the Canadian Association for Free Expression. The website is, his website is CanadianFreeSpeech.com, and I do recommend that you get up there, folks, and check it out. The address is up there, and I would strongly suggest you make a contribution to help not just Paul, but to help all the people that the Canadian Association for Free Expression has helped and is helping and will be helping in the future, because what's happening here to Paul, folks, is just the beginning. It's just an example of what we do see happening. You know, here we have this gentleman with us tonight, folks. He's obviously not a raving lunatic. He's speaking in quite lucid, quite understandable English. He's not some mysterious foreigner. You know, he's somebody just like us, folks, and yet they do not want him teaching. And, folks, we just heard Paul Fromm tell us that nobody came to his defense. And we always, Paul, hear about academic freedom. You know, that's the one big thing that everybody's in favor of. And you didn't have any fancy professors or the American Civil Liberties Union or any Canadian equivalents coming to your defense up there.
No, and in fact, well, we did approach a sort of a neocon outfit called SAFS. That's the Society for Academic Freedom and Scholarship. They managed to weasel out of my case by saying, well, I wasn't a university professor, so so academic freedom didn't really apply to me. But you're quite right. There's been a shocking retreat from free speech in Canada. People are so afraid, and the politically correct have so managed to take the heights that there's been a wholesale persecution of people over free speech. And the interesting thing is, some of my greatest fans, they thought they would punish me by kicking me out of teaching adolescents. And for the last 3 years of my career, I was teaching adults. And about 50% of these people were from the third world. And some of my greatest fans were people who'd recently immigrated to Canada because they knew I was straight and fair and just. And these adults wanted to come back because to school because they recognized they didn't have proper writing skills, proper qualifications. They wanted to get their high school diploma, and they realized I could help them do it. And, you know, I was fair and square with folks that, you give me some effort, you try to learn the things I'm teaching you, you're going to get the marks. And they understood that, and I got on very, very well with people from all sorts of backgrounds who were prepared to learn. And these were some of my greatest fans.
Yeah,
I mean, because they recognized I was a fair guy. You know, I mean, what I might believe about Canada's immigration policy, well, that's a different matter. But in terms of the way I treated them, they were in my class to learn. If they wanted to learn, I teach them. If they wanted to give me the effort, they get rewarded for it. And, you know, they understood the rules, and these adults were, you know, among my greatest admirers. I have a fantastic videotape of some of my adult students basically testifying to the fact I was a hard-nosed, decent, tough-marking, but fair instructor, and they liked that. I mean,
you're telling us here, then, that despite the fact that you had some of your students, and the classic multicultural rainbow of students coming in to testify on your behalf, this school board, under pressure from these Jewish groups, stripped you of your teaching certificate.
Well, no, the school board fired me. And then
okay.
The College of Teachers stripped me of my teaching certificate.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's the way it went.
Now, do you have an appeal on a process like this, Paul, or is this just the final word on the subject?
Well, the only appeal I have is to go to the provincial court and seek what is called a judicial review, but that's an appeal. And that's what I'm going to do. It's going to take me a lot of money, and fortunately I have some time to do it. Unlike another case I'm involved in where there's a very tight time limit, I do have time to do it, and I'm consulting with a really good lawyer, and sometime next year I'm going to launch what's called a judicial review, but that's essentially an appeal. And I'm going to say they completely misapplied the law. And it's somewhat complicated, but under the old law, the rules changed just about the time I got fired, but all of my activities were prior to the change of rules. And under the old law, the only way you could lose your teaching certificate was either by fraud, you know, like if you forged your qualifications, or for having been convicted for a serious criminal offense. Not all offenses were considered sufficiently serious. For instance, in one of the cases I investigated, a teacher had somehow stolen 400 pounds of meat and being convicted and sentenced to doing his time on weekends. And the college, in those days, the Ontario Teachers Federation thought that, well, that was not very good, but that wasn't enough to lose his teaching certificate. On the other hand, you know, if you were involved in, you know, sexual misconduct with a student, that was a different matter. So my argument was, look, under the old rules, I wouldn't even have come before you. And it was kind of like, it's a long story, but we've got the evidence. There were many complaints against me in the old days. The governing bodies wouldn't even listen to them because they just didn't fit. But there was a politically correct change of regime in 1997, and now teachers in this...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then PowerMall Global is here for you. PowerMall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. PowerMall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. We have a guest board with us tonight, Paul Fromm from the Canadian Association for Free Expression. And his website, I will remind you, is CanadianFreeSpeech.com. Now, in the meantime, folks, I want to mention to you that you really need to check out one of our RBN sponsors. It's called Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to give them a call, and I'm going to give you their toll-free number in a moment. If you take advantage of what Energy Swap has to offer, folks in Texas and New York, you can save up to 20% on your electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch your service, and you earn rewards while you save money. And, you know, every bit helps with the way the economy is going. So I do encourage you to go to their website at energy-swap.com. That's S-W-A-P, energy-swap.com. Or give them a toll-free number. Call them at their toll-free number, 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Okay, we have Paul Fromm here. Paul, now, earlier in the program, you mentioned that of all the teachers that have gone through this tribunal, so to speak, roughly 85% of them have been brought up on charges of, well, say, you know, having inappropriate relationships with students or things of that nature, perhaps not conducting the classroom properly as we would expect the teacher to. Of that 15% of which you are a member of, that 15% who've had their teaching certificate stripped for other reasons, is it safe to guess that you're the only person who happens to be of your particular political persuasion for this process?
Yeah, the other 15% were for unusual things like maybe excessive discipline or things like that. No, I am the only teacher in the province of Ontario who has ever lost his teaching certificate because of the nonviolent expression of his political views on his own time off school property. This is outright political persecution. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know, how much media publicity did your case receive in Canada, if any at all, Paul?
Actually, the ins and outs of it have received very, very little. There was a little bit of publicity the first day I went to the discipline committee hearing when the Jewish Defense League attacked me on April the 19th of this year, tried to choke me in an elevator. There was a little bit of publicity about that. And then at the end of the day, when there was some publicity about the final decision, you know, racist teacher, booted out, etc.
But that's been the extent of it then.
That's
so
right.
Again, despite all the hosannas for freedom of speech and academic freedom, they seem to have just buried your story altogether, such that people who might actually want to know about it don't know about it.
That's right. Well, Ernst Sundel, years ago, called the Canadian media the poodle press, and they really are. They're conformist, stupid, uninterested, and very, very much establishment.
Well, the Asper family, the Jewish Zionist Asper family, they own a substantial controlling interest in many of the major newspapers and maybe not so major newspapers across Canada. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
So I guess you can't really expect them to be doing any favorable editorials calling for your for your reinstatement.
No, I wasn't looking for his support. Much as I might appreciate support from any quarter, no, I didn't think the Asper Press would be doing much to help me.
They're not going to be coming to your defense.
No.
Now, Paul, you mentioned Ernst Sundel, and a lot of people know your name because of your long work on behalf of Ernst Sundel. I wonder if you could kind of give us an update on Ernst Sundel's situation.
Yes. Well, as of February of this year, March, Ernst was sentenced to 5 years in a German prison for having dissident views about the Hollywood version of World War II, otherwise known as the Holocaust. And he's been forgiven about 2 years of that for time he'd already served in the German jail. So he is looking at, February of this year, 3 more years in a German jail. So about 2010, about early 2010, he'll be out.
How old is Ernst Sundel?
Ernst will be pretty close to 70 then.
Okay,
he was born in 1939, so he'll be 71.
When he's released from that German prison, he is not permitted to return to Canada, is he?
Not at this time, although, interestingly, the law under which he was, or the procedure under which he was subjected to secret hearings, where evidence was presented that he was not informed of. His lawyer wasn't informed, so there was secret testimony, secret witnesses, secret evidence, as well as public testimonies, public evidence. That law has been ruled unconstitutional. So it would be interesting to find out whether when his sentence is over, he might actually apply and argue that his deportation was actually illegal, because he had been a long time landed immigrant in Canada. He had never been granted Canadian citizenship, but he was a long time landed immigrant. He'd been in Canada from 1958 to 2000, so a long time in Canada, never a criminal conviction, a man who'd been an employer, everywhere a public benefactor. So there's an interesting case that's pending when he gets out of prison.
Well, absolutely. No, but, you know, we don't want to emphasize, or I should say we do want to emphasize that your case and Ernst Zundel's case, they're not the only cases of this type that are happening in Canada.
Oh, by no means, no.
I also, now correct me if I'm wrong, the Canadian Association for Free Expression has been involved in some cases that touch on the efforts to censor the Internet and to punish those Canadian citizens who have been active on the Internet and perhaps placing things up there that our Jewish friends don't like.
That's right. We've been involved in a long-standing battle to secure free speech on the Internet, and among our major opponents all the way down the line are groups like the Friends of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, the Canadian Jewish Congress, the League for Human Rights of B'nai B'rith, and increasingly a radical homosexual lobby, and they are simply interested in purging the Internet of any criticism.
And you know what, people need to remind themselves, the United States citizens need to remind themselves that right now here in the United States, there are continuing efforts to, we hear all the time, I mean the stories now are becoming endless of people being banned, I guess, by their servers, I guess mm-hmm. it is, because the servers object to content of the websites that these people have sponsored. But in Canada, what's happening is that there are actual laws on the books that make these things possible. It's not just the choice of the different corporation or the different company, but we're talking about actual federal laws, are they not, on the books in Canada?
Yes, we have a Canadian Human Rights Act, which allows for Internet censorship, and it says that it's a discriminatory practice to communicate over the Internet material that is likely to expose to hatred or contempt a long list of privileged groups like race, religion, sex, sexual orientation. And what that essentially has meant is that truth is no defense, intent is no defense, and hate may be a fairly strong term, but contempt really is any negative judgment. So if you make a negative comment about one of the privileged groups, you're exposing them to contempt. And that's the way these human rights tribunals have ruled, and they're totally biased. Members of these tribunals are not judges. They're individuals selected because of, as the law says, a special knowledge of and sensitivity to human rights. Now, if you don't listen too carefully, you say, well, that sounds pretty good. But in Canada, human rights means group rights as opposed to individual rights. And all of these Internet cases pit group rights, that is the desire of these various minorities not to be criticized or commented on negatively, against the right, the individual rights of individuals to freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom of belief, etc. And the judges or tribunal members have to, by law, have to have a built-in bias against the victim. And so it's not surprising that there has, since 1978, when this human rights law came into practice, in the 30 years of its existence, there has never been, in over 50 cases, a victim acquitted. Now, that's a very, very weird law where nobody is ever acquitted. Everybody's
basically automatically guilty from the get-go.
It is what it appears to be. It's just outright political censorship.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mentioned here in the show the other night, I had watched an old Vincent Price film, Witchfinder General,
uh-huh.
and the way those old witch hunts went.
That was a great one.
Yeah, and the movie was true to life. In those old witch hunts back in the 1600s and all those years leading up to it, the people were presumed automatically guilty, and they had all these tests that these people by no means could survive.
Right.
If they dipped them underwater and they died, then they were presumed innocent.
Right.
You know, and this is essentially this is essentially what's happening with these human rights tribunals that they're having in Canada. And you know, Paul, here in the United States, we have these hate crimes laws, and they are relatively mild compared to what you have in Canada, because right now, with the hate crimes laws that have been in effect, I think the original hate crimes law came in the late 60s or early 70s.
71.
If you committed an act of violence against a racial or ethnic minority and used offensive language reflecting upon your negative attitude towards that individual because he happened to be a member of that minority, they would increase the number of years you have in jail. Now, of course, there's an effort to expand it to the gay community, and then there was a fight as to whether it should include the transgender community, as they call it, and so forth. But the fact is, in Canada, it's already set in place that you don't even have to commit an act of violence or even raise your fist at somebody. All you need to do is talk publicly. You can talk publicly to a group of people that doesn't even include one of the offended people, and yet you will still be found guilty under these witch-finding laws in Canada. Is that not correct?
Yeah, you're right. We have the same law you're talking about. That increases your sentence if it's decided that a crime is committed for reasons of hate. I've always thought it didn't much matter whether I got punched in the nose by somebody who didn't like me because of race, religion, or sex, or somebody who just doesn't like me because he happens to be drunk and doesn't like
exactly, yeah,
somebody with brown hair. But yes, the going back to 1971, we've had a federal hate law, although there are defenses against it. But more recently, we've had these human rights laws, and there are no defenses. You offend the feelings of a minority, of a privileged minority, and you're in trouble. And that's what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, it's like it just seems like there's no defense. Now, Ernst Zundel years ago was initially convicted, I believe, wasn't of false spreading false news. Was that
yes,
not the
that's right?
Right.
And that law was eventually the conviction was eventually appealed to the Supreme Court of Canada, and it was overturned, and the law was ruled unconstitutional. But there has been an effort going back almost 40 years to try to silence dissent in Canada.
Yeah, and it all comes down, and people I guess just somehow don't understand this, that it doesn't involve violence, it doesn't involve threats of violence, it involves not thinking per se, but speaking and writing, and now they're spreading it to the internet. You know, Americans down here, we need to keep in mind that potentially even people in the United States who have websites that are available in Canada, we've heard talk about international laws governing the internet, that if we're in violation of something that's in Canada, theoretically the Canadians ultimately might be able to come down here to the United States and say, well, I don't like something that's on the website of republicbroadcasting.org. It's offensive to people here in Canada. It holds them in contempt, and they might just decide to take John Stadtmiller up to Canada and put him on trial.
Well, what they have done, actually, the Canadian Human Rights Commission has come after American ISPs and tried to get them to shut down websites. They tried to get them to shut down David Duke's website, Stormfront's, Ernst Zundel's, even though these were hosted by American ISPs. It had nothing to do with Canada. It was a sort of extraterritorial meddling that if it were done against a Canadian company, the Canadians would be up in arms about it. No, Americans are only as safe as their ISPs are brave. And there have been efforts by the goons at the Canadian Human Rights Commission to try to pressure American ISPs. So, yeah, yes, it's a real problem.
How about your website? Has there been any action taken against your website of any kind, I mean, in terms of trying to shut you down?
No effective action. We're aware of some pressure, but our U.S. ISP has hung tough.
Also, you're actually based. Your website is actually carried by an American company.
Oh yeah, you'd be insane to carry anything more controversial than tips about cooking with yak butter.
Okay, well that's interesting in and of itself, because you've actually had, even though you're up there in Canada, lifelong Canadian citizen, the son of veterans who fought for freedom theoretically, and yet you have to cross the border to be able to access the internet and get your message out. I mean that alone, Paul, should tell people something about what's happening in Canada right now.
Yeah, the politically correct have made it so that freedom-loving Canadians essentially have to have their ISP in the United States or elsewhere.
Yeah. All right, we're going to a break. We have about 5 minutes left. When we come back, we have a caller that would like to talk to Paul Fromm. We'll bring him up in a minute. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, folks, if you're a new listener to this program, and I hope you are, I also hope that you got a real good education tonight about what's really happening north of the border and how the thought police up there are trying to extend their clutches south of the border, and I don't mean into Mexico. I mean into the United States. We have a caller here, Steve from Texas. Steve, come on up. Say hello to Paul Fromm.
Thank you, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Steve?
Paul, how are you?
Good, Steve. Thanks.
You know, the comments about thought police, well, that tells me something. If you look at your history, you have the whole revolution that was co-opted by Lenin and the Zionist Marxists in Russia, and at the same time you had the fast-forwarding of the Hitlerian agenda that finally toppled any resistance to totalitarianism in Japan. And there you had, in Japan, the first openly called thought police. They actually called them that. They went around and they checked out people's ideologies, and if they didn't like them, under legalism but not law, they beat the living daylights out of them.
Right.
Religious, political figures, it didn't matter. And this happened during the period of about 42 through 45. Same time the Jews were exiting Germany and pretending to die and really going to Palestine instead in order to invade that. My point is this. You have this Jewish dialectic which goes back and forth and affects the world in places that people that don't even know what's going on are affected by it. And they are affected by this political correctness, or in other words, the idea of thought control. The problem and the evil is this. The moment that you have a group of people anywhere, you know, Canadians, whatever, you know, Americans, whatever, who say, okay, well, maybe people should control our thoughts, you have the end of a society. The moment anyone anywhere says that you can control our thoughts because maybe that's a good idea, you have an end of a society. You have totalitarianism. You have the thing that put Alexander Solzhenitsyn through hell along with his compatriots, but they survived it because they didn't go under to it. You have an end to a society. And if we allow it in the world to advance, you have an end to all societies, and you have the Antichrist New World Order.
Well, Steve, you know, I couldn't have put it better myself. I mean, that's it. You know, it is the end of Western society if we allow to happen here in the United States what's obviously happening here in Canada. And thank God Paul Fromm has been up there doing what he has been doing. Paul, I want to thank you for coming on the program here tonight and remind people that they need to support the Canadian Association for Free Expression. They need to go to CanadianFreeSpeech.com, get your address up there, and make a donation. If you can't make a donation, send Paul a letter of support. Maybe you have some ideas to help him out, but do something, folks, because it can happen here. Paul, thanks for coming on the program tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more good programming here on this network. We still do have some semblance of free speech here, and that's why we have the Republic Broadcasting Network here at republicbroadcasting.org. We'll see you here tomorrow night, folks, God willing.
Since 19...